Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord once again on tonight. Yes, this is Saturday night, March 17th, 2018. And yes, you are once again in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. I am going to be bringing forth the word on tonight. So I'm asking all listeners, if you will please get your Bibles and your pens and your paper ready so that you can follow along with me as we go through God's word together so that you will be able to see for yourself what God is saying to us and through you and to me, his people, on tonight, that he will be glorified through it all. So we always open up in prayer. So I'm asking all listeners, if you will go in prayer with me at this time. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come again to say thank you for who you are. We give you praise, glory, and honor because you are worthy of our praise. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that there is none like you in all the earth because you're not like man. You have all power in heaven and earth in your hands. You sit high and look low, and you are in total control at all times. So we just give you praise, glory, and honor. We thank you for who you are on tonight. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself and my entire family, and every worldwide listener, Heavenly Father, that's tuned in by way of internet or by telephone. I pray that you would continue to forgive each one of us about all of our sins and our transgressions so that our prayers would not be hindered, so that we will be able to continue to fulfill our God purposes in the earth for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, when we come on tonight lifting up all those that are in the hour of bereavement at this time, we pray, Lord, that you would comfort and strengthen each one as only you can in the name of Jesus. We lift up the family of my fellow musician and brother in Christ, Brother Daryl Fitzgerald Houston. who passed away or made his transition on yesterday morning. And so we continue to lift up his entire family and all of his very close friends. We lift them up to you, Heavenly Father. And again, all those that have lost loved ones on tonight or in the past week, we just continue to combine them all and ask that you will continue to comfort and strengthen each one of them as only you can. And let them all remember and know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. It's in the name of Jesus we ask it and pray. We come, Heavenly Father, lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies. In the name of Jesus, touch, heal, and deliver as only you can, Heavenly Father. We send a special prayer, Heavenly Father, on behalf of all those that are dealing with mental illnesses on tonight in any form, in any shape, or any fashion. You know all about their situation. We know that you still work miracles even today. So we ask that you would intervene in their lives, Heavenly Father. Let them feel your presence. Let them see you, Heavenly Father. Let them get the help that they need so they can continue to be all that you have called and purpose for them to be. For your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. And we still want to continue to lift up the families of all those that was accidentally killed in the bridge collapse down in Miami, Florida. There was a lot of people that was killed in that accident. But we know, Heavenly Father, that you are still worthy to be praised. So comfort and strengthen those families and friends that lost loved ones in that accident, that you would be glorified is our prayer. So pray, Heavenly Father, we pray, Heavenly Father, that you would move by your spirit on tonight. I pray, Lord, that you will continue to bless each listener. Help me to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in me. Have your way, Lord. Give me the things that you would have me to say that will be glorifying to you, and that the body of Christ and the listeners will be strengthened and built up on tonight, that you will be glorified through it all is our prayer. And Heavenly Father, finally, we want to continue to lift up all those that have rule over your people all over the land, starting with our President, Donald Trump, and world leaders everywhere, Heavenly Father. Move by your spirit, touch their hearts, their minds, Heavenly Father, that they will be able to show love and compassion toward all people, and they will do what's right toward all people, Heavenly Father, so that you will be glorified through them is our prayer in Jesus' name. We just give your name praise. We give you glory. We give you honor because you are worthy of our praise. This we ask in the name of Jesus. And all those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, and it's a ghost for me too, your words, my words, have our words is our bond, is what I'm trying to say. Your words, my word, is our bond, and they do have power. Once again, our spiritual food for thought for tonight, your words, my words, is our bond, and they do have power. So right now, before I get ready to bring forth the word on tonight, we just want to let the Lord move by his spirit and have his way on tonight. I did have a scheduled guest on tonight, but for some unseen reason, he's not able to be on tonight, so we're going to reschedule him at a later date and time. So the Lord's work must go on, so I am going to be bringing forth the word on tonight as the Lord leads me. So before we go forth with the word on tonight, and I do pray that you do have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready to be able to read it for yourself, what the Lord is saying through his word on tonight. And tonight's message is titled, The Danger of Being a Liability. Again, tonight's message is titled, The Danger of Being a Liability. That's our word for tonight. So I'm asking that you get your Bibles and pens and paper ready. So we're going to be a little bit transparent on tonight. And so I'm going to let the Lord flow through me on tonight and say what he has to say through me. And I don't want you all to be thinking that I'm making up things or saying things of myself, but it's the Lord speaking through me. And I think that someone is going to be blessed by hearing what the word of God is going to be saying to all of us on tonight. So I ask that you, again, get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with me as we go through God's word on tonight. I ask all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassador/vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. In the form of announcements, I pray for those that are in the Detroit area, in the Detroit, Michigan area, or if you're in the Indiana or the Ohio area and you will be in the Michigan area anytime this month. I am inviting you and my church family, the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church. We are inviting everyone to come help us celebrate our man of God, Bishop James K. Jennings, as we celebrate with him and other pastors and their congregations. We're all coming together on one accord and celebrating our man of God, Bishop James A. Jennings, as he celebrates his 28th pastoral anniversary. Our service time starts at 10 a.m., and during the month of March, there will be two services, 10 a.m. and 3 p.m., and our church location is 1330 Crane Street. That's off of Agnes, one block off of East Jefferson. So you're all invited to come help us celebrate our man of God, Bishop James A. Jennings, as he celebrates his 28th pastoral anniversary. Also, regarding the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, the Sunday School Ministry is presenting He is Risen. This service will be starting at 9 a.m. on Sunday, April the 1st, Resurrection Sunday. I need to let the listeners know and those that are planning on attending, the seating time will be at 8:50 a.m. The service time starts at 9 a.m. The seating time is 8:50 a.m. Those who arrive early will receive a He is Risen reflection keepsake. And my final announcement on tonight is on behalf of the Fountain of Truth Church, their women's ministry. They are celebrating their 218th women's conference. They are inviting any and everyone that would like to participate in this event that is coming up in April. You are invited to attend. They would like you to know that all are welcome to attend this event. Again, this is presented by the co-pastor, sister co-pastor Brenda. I'm sorry, what is their last name? Brenda Jones. I'm sorry. God forgive me. Co-pastor Brenda Jones. She again is the co-pastor of Fountain of Truth Church. Again, they present their 2018 Women's Conference, and it will be taking place April the 12th through April the 15th. And their theme is There is a Cure. The registration fee is $79. The Women's Conference, that EOW, Women's Conference, that stands for Extraordinary Women. If you need more information, you can contact the church office at 313 area code 839-5200, or you can go to the internet and go to their website at www.eow.conference.net. Well, those are my announcements for tonight. I do pray that you would take these announcements down and keep them in mind. So if you are in the Detroit area and you'd like to attend these services or events, you are more than welcome to do so. So once again, this is Saturday night, March the 17th, 2018. And yes, we are listening together to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God? I am your host again, Brother James Brown Jr. And so right now we're going to go into our music break. And I do pray that you, the listeners, have your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with us as we go through the Word of God on tonight, as God leads and guides, directs us on tonight, so that He will be glorified through us on tonight. I pray and I continue to pray for the listeners. And I want you, the listeners, each one of you, to know that I do not know you personally, but God knows who you are. And I thank you for your faithfulness, for tuning in, and being blessed by the word through this ministry, because that's what this is. It's a ministry, and it's for all people, that God will be glorified, that you will receive a word from the Lord, that you will be strengthened, and that you will be transformed and by the renewing of your mind, that God will be glorified through you, that you will be able to fulfill your God purpose in the earth as you receive and hear God's word through this worldwide platform. That's my prayer and golden aim, that God will be glorified, that the listeners will be blessed and strengthened. Most of all, that those that are not saved will be saved in Jesus' name. So right now, we're getting ready to go to our music break. On tonight, I do pray that you will be blessed by it. And our musical selection for tonight is Higher Ground. And it's by the gospel legendary singing gospel artist Tessie Hill. She will be singing this song. So I do pray that you will be blessed by it, through the ministry and music through her. But before I bring forth that musical selection, once again, I would like to share this word with the new listeners regarding God's promise. He is faithful to keep his word to his people, and he has a God decree in the word of God. So if you have your Bibles and your pens, if you would take down this scripture, it's found in the book of Amos, and it's coming through from, my reading will be from the Message Bible. If you have a different Bible, it will read different, but this is a faithful promise from God to his people, and this is a God decree, and it says to us, things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of the others, you won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once, and everywhere you look, blessing, blessing, like wine pouring off the mountains and hills. I'll make everything right again for my people Israel. And that's a faithful promise from God. So I just want you all to be encouraged. For those of you that are being doers of God's word, continue to stay on the wall. Continue to be faithful. Continue to do what God has called you to do, because God is a faithful God. He does, and he keeps his promise. He's not like man. Aren't you glad to know that he's not like man? Enjoy the music break. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord on tonight. That it should be all of our prayer, all of our aim is to reach higher ground with the help of the Lord. Well, on tonight, again, we get ready to go into the Word. I do pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with me as we go through the Word on tonight. Again, I'm being led by the Spirit on tonight. I am filling in for my guests on tonight. my guest had something that came up, and so I'm not making excuses, but again, the Lord's work must go on. So I'm going to come forth and be transparent on tonight. Again, through the word, we're going to be talking about the danger of being a liability. Well, I'm going to start off with myself and beginning with me. The reason I say there is danger in being a liability, for you who are parents, some parents are not aware that their words do have power, and that's why I brought forth the spiritual food for thought, which tells us again, our words is our bonds, and they have power. So, as to me, as parents, we need, and as those that have care over children, young adults, we need to be mindful to be very careful about our words. Again, I'm using myself as an example. Someone who may be listening on tonight may have went through the same thing or experienced it, or maybe not have experienced it themselves, but have witnessed it. As a young boy, I say around 3-4 years old, after my father had walked away from my mother, they was married, and they have nine siblings. I have 8 siblings, one who made her transition about 3 years ago, but there's still 8 of us alive. But during our early ages, we like step children, and there's 9 of us, and so we like one age a year apart. And so I was around 3 or 4 when our father walked away from us and our mother. And at the time, he had another family. And when he would get angry with that family for some reason, he found his way over to our house. Now, that was the only time that we really laid eyes upon him. Every now and then, he would come over to our house when he got upset with the house that he was currently staying in. Isn't that amazing? But he would come through the door, and I would be the first one, being the oldest son of 3 brothers. I have 3 brothers younger than myself, and I was the oldest son, and I had like 3 sisters up under me. They was older. And he would come through the door, and I would be the first one he would pick on. And he would be in a rage, mad about what happened at the house that he left from. He would come take it out on us, and he would start with me. And he would tell me, oh, you ain't nothing. You would never be nothing. And he would call me out of my name and call me this and that and the other that I cannot even describe, and will not say what he actually said over the air. But God knows what he said, and I remember, even though I'm 60 now, I still remember the exact words that he said at the age of 3 and 4 years old. And he constantly said those things to me. And it seemed like the more he came around me, the more arrogant and the more evil came out of his mouth toward me. And those kind of things can affect a child. They can help determine what their child is going to be for the rest of their lives. But thank God, I thank God for my mother, who was a godly, a God-fearing woman of God. She knew what was going on, and at the time that she did not actually physically step in and say anything to him while I was present, she would pull him aside and check him about what he said and let him know that you're out of order and you was wrong for saying what you said to your son. Or, and not only me, but he would take things out on my other siblings as well. But I seem to be the one that always got the worst of it. And my mother was the one, the type of woman of God that would always let him know when he was wrong. And sometimes she even had to put him out. You got to go. You can't change a tone in your attitude toward your children. You have to leave because you're going to respect them. I love my mother for that. God bless her memory and spirit. I thank God for her. And even his father, my grandfather, would step in because he lived across the street from us. And he would come, so he's more like a father figure to me than my actual father is. I'm just being transparent and being for real. Some people can relate to this. And you wonder, again, how do this tie in with the subject matter for tonight? And it's very important to know that it is very important and it's very vital that parents and caregivers, anyone that have rule or custody over any child or young adult, you need to be careful about what you let come out of your mouth. Again, they do have power. And very fortunate, I was very fortunate. I was one of the fortunate ones that had a God-fearing mother that kept us in church. And while I was in church, we was in Sunday school, and I was singing in the choir. And the Lord was dealing with me at an early age. I accepted Jesus Christ at the age of 8 years old, and I got baptized. And I knew something was going on, but at that young age, I did not know what was going on. My mother, being a woman of God in the spirit, she kind of saw what the Lord was doing through me. And she knew that God had a purpose for my life. And I thank God to this day that those words, even though every now and then I can remember what he said, those words, they did the reverse of what he thought was going to happen with my life. God turned around and turned those words that was meant for evil and turned them around for the good, for the kingdom of God. That's deep and that's powerful. And so I thank God for that. And I thank God that he's not only doing it for me, but he's done it, and he's doing the same thing for someone else on tonight that may have experienced this type of growing up, or maybe experiencing it even now. So you who are grown-ups or adults, if you have children, you are responsible for their lives until they are able to reach a certain age where they can make choices and decisions for themselves, especially pertaining to accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. You are responsible, and God is going to hold you accountable because of what you do and what you say around your children, especially if it's negative things that's going to cause them not to ever accept Jesus Christ or walk in the way of Jesus Christ. So we have to be very careful as parents and as caregivers, and this also applies to, I'm going to go even deeper and farther, to say that even some pastors, again, I said some, S-O-M-E, quote unquote, some pastors, this do not apply to all pastors, but if it do apply to you, and if you know that you are, and if these words are convicting you because you know that you are being a liability to the kingdom of God as a pastor, and you are using your words across the pulpit, and you are misinterpreting God's word to make it fit to the way you want it to be, so that you can keep the people in your congregation, then woe unto the pastors. This is what God says to the pastors. Woe unto you if you are scattering God's flock because if you are misinterpreting and misusing God's word, and you are scattering God's flock because you're trying to keep people there, and because you want to keep the limelight on you. You want to stay in the forefront. But it's not about you, pastor. It's about Jesus Christ. He put you in that position. If you are saved, if God has anointed you and appointed you to preach the gospel, then it is God who's going to lead and guide you through his Holy Spirit as to what to say and how to talk to your people, your congregation. So pastors, you need to be aware that you too have to watch your words. I have witnessed this for myself. I, being a musician myself, I played in a lot of churches and a lot of home-going services and funeral homes, and some of the words that come out of some pastors' mouths, it makes me want to shake my head and say, are you really called by God? Did you really say what you said? Do you realize what you just said out of your mouth can affect someone and can cause someone that is not saved to never accept Jesus Christ? That is awesome, and that is powerful, because that is reality. We who are saved, we need to know the word of God. The word of God tells us that my people perish because of the lack of knowledge, and that's still true today. We cannot continue to go around using excuses that I don't know. God gave us his word, the Bible. And so if you are not saved on tonight, it's my prayer that you become saved. And I said I was going to give you some scriptures, but the Lord is leading me in a different way. And I pray that someone is getting the picture of what I'm really trying to say through this message on tonight, the danger of being a liability. I do pray that if you are not saved on tonight, that you must be determined in your heart that you want to be saved. And I pray that God will plant a word or through a vessel to you, and that you will be able to receive that word, that you will be able to open your mouth. And after hearing the word of God, that you will be able to open your mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into your heart and save you, so that you will be saved in Jesus' name. And then you will come to know what your God purpose is in the earth for God to be glorified through you. People of God, we need to remember that God is a God that he cannot lie. He's not like man. He's searching each and every one of our hearts, the young, the old, the rich, the poor. He have no respect of persons. And every one of us, we're going to give an account to God one day in the day of judgment for every word that comes out of our mouths. So, again, this goes back to from the beginning of our lives till we take our final breath, until we stand before God at the great judgment. We are going to give an account because of every word that comes out of our mouth, whether they were good or bad. This is not what I said. This is what the word of God says to all of us. We are going to give an account to God, whether you're saved or unsaved. if you're unsaved, you're still going to give an account to God. And the word of God goes back to let the unsaved know that if you are not saved, Jesus is going to say, God is going to say to you, depart from me. I never knew you, especially for those that are going around with hidden motives or agendas, and you think you're slick, and you think that God don't see what you're doing, and he don't know what you're doing. He know who are being non-productive work in the kingdom. He know who have hidden motives and agendas. He know who are being a liability to the kingdom of God. He knows everyone who is going around using his word for their advantage and taking advantage of the weak and the people of God, because they want the power, they want the limelight to be on them, and they want to be up front. This is not of God. So we, as the people of God, we need to know what the word of God says to us. We even need to know what the word of God says to us regarding those that have rule over us, because everyone that stands behind the pulpit preaching the word of God, the Bible tells us to be aware. Because there are some that that comes into the church, into the house of God, they can use the strong, powerful words, and they sound like they come from God. But if you have a discerning spirit, if you're saved in Jesus' name, he is going to reveal to you if that man or woman that's behind that pulpit, if they are sent by him or not. And that's why it's important that you know the word of God for yourself. Because, again, the words have power. And people are using God's word. Pastors, some pastors are using God's word. Some prophets, some so-called prophets, some deacons, and some evangelists, they are using God's word the wrong way. And they fail to remember that their words have power and that they are being liability to God and to his kingdom. And because people are watching them, especially those that are not saved, and that's what makes it so dangerous. But people that are not saved and that are trying to be saved and want to be saved, you, if you are misusing God's word and you are being a liability to the kingdom of God because of your words, you need to remember and know, again, that you're going to give an account to God. And he's going to hold those accountable. And the Bible talks about the different many stripes. For those that know better, you're going to be whipped with many stripes. But so everybody's going, you're going to get your portion. But for you that said you love the Lord and you are a called of God and you are going around on purpose being used by the enemy to scatter God's flock by using negative words and hurting people's feelings and humiliating people right in the house of God. I've even seen that happen. Some pastors use that platform, the pulpit, to call out people in the congregation in the midst of a service and start laying out their life right in front of the congregation. And that is not the way of God, because they use their words the wrong way in the timing of their words and the position that they had. They thought they was doing something to make them look big by putting down another member or person in the body of Christ in front of the congregation. That is not of God. You are truly being a liability to the kingdom of God. And then you wonder why many people from in your congregations turn around and walk away and leave, because some of them have their eyes have become open through the word, and they realize that you are not who you say you are. You are a wolf in sheep clothing. And so God knows who's his, and he knows who is not his. So remember, we have to stay in the word. In the book of Jeremiah, if you have your Bible, it's the book of Jeremiah, chapter 8, verse 9. And this is from the King James Version of the Bible. The wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord, and what wisdom is in them? So when you are causing people to reject the word of the Lord because you are using the words to gratify yourself or to make you look big, you must remember that God sits high, he look low. He's not like man. He's searching your heart, and he knows if you what you said out of your mouth, if you really meant it or not. And some things that just should not come out of our mouths. And that's why the word of God tells us we are to watch as well as pray, not only for things that's going on around us and our families, but we need to watch and pray about our words that come out of our mouths. Again, we need to watch and pray about the words that comes out of our mouths. Again, parents, teachers, this applies to teachers. If we have any teachers in the educational system on the line or by way of the internet that are listening in tonight, if you have your teaching credentials and you are in the position of teaching children, and you are using your power and authority to bully young people, if you are using your power and authority as a teacher or even as a counselor in these different schools, and you are misusing your power, and you have the power to change children's lives in a positive way, but because of the you allowing the enemy to use you and your negativity and the way you were brought up, and you just think that you can continue to use your negative words on children and think that the children are not comprehending what you are saying. God speaks through children and to children just like he does to adults. So even as a teacher in today's society, you need to be careful about the words that come out of your mouth as well. And that goes for all members of the body, especially for those that are in the body of Christ. We need to be more careful about the words that we allow to come out of our mouths. We cannot just go around saying any and everything just like the people of the world. The Word of God tells us that we are in the world, but we are not of the world. We cannot go around, and some Christians, they go around, I hear them all the time, and they use the world slang, and they don't care wherever they are. They do it, and they don't even think twice about using worldly slang, even around young people. And those words, those young children are picking up on those words, and they look at you as a role model, as a person that they can look up to, and you are leading them down the wrong path with the wrong words that you're saying because you're trying to keep up with the Joneses, and you're trying to be like the world and keep up with the slang that the world is saying. No, you need to be mindful that if you are in the body of Christ, even in the world, you have to be careful about what you allow to come out of your mouth. That includes me. I'm not exempt. So we need to do what the Word of God tells us in the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verses 23 through 25. And he tells us in the Word of God, it says, "And whatsoever you do, do it wholeheartedly as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance. For ye serve the Lord Christ, but he that doeth wrong shall receive the wrong for which he hath done, and there is no respecter of persons." It goes back to God has no respecter of persons. So you cannot use an excuse that I did not know that my words was hurting people. Especially for those that are saved, again, it goes back to my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. If you are in the body of Christ, you're saved. You cannot go around using an excuse that I did not know that I was hurting people by the words that I was saying. The Word of God tells us that our words have power, and that our words are we're going to give an account for the words that do come out of our mouths. So as we continue to go on with this message on tonight, the danger of being a liability. Even as Christians on today, we can be saved and be doing the work of God. And that's why I thank God. And I know that is the main reason why God blessed me and anointed me to be the one to write this book titled, "Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God?" I am not bragging, but I'm giving God his props and his glory because he used me to write this book. And because of this book, now we have this worldwide platform with the same title, "Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God?" Yes, it goes back to what I was saying. We who are saved can be saved, and we can be doing what's right. But sometimes in our walk in the Lord, we can be a liability. We can be a stumbling block and not even know it. How can that happen? Sometimes the enemy can fool us, and we get so tied up and wrapped up and tangled up in some things of the world that we get loose focus on what the Word of God says. And that's a trick of the enemy. So he wants us to continue to be tied up and so connected with what the world is doing and what the world is saying. It goes back to what the Word of God says. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. So the enemy would turn around and use that to his advantage through some of God's people. And he's still doing it today, using God's people to be liabilities, and they don't even know it. Spiritually blind in some areas of their Christian walk and don't even know it. So that's why it's so important that we get in the Word. The Word of God said we must get in the Word to study, to show ourselves approved, rightly dividing the Word of truth. So how can you rightly divide the Word of God if you don't know the Word of God? Again, how can you rightly divide the word of God if you don't know the word of God? How can you know that your words have power according to the word if you don't know what the word of God says? So that is another part of the danger of being a liability because of the words that we allow to come out of our mouths through the trick of the enemy. And then it also, we can stop right there and put a pin right there. Some things that we need to stop putting the blame on the devil and say the devil is the cause of me saying the things that are negative that are coming out of my mouth. And sometimes it's not the devil, it is you. Sometimes it's me. We need to correct that and stop getting it twisted and just put the blame where it really lies. Sometimes it's us. We want to do what we want to do. We want to say what we want to say. We're going to get somebody told, and no matter what the word say, no matter what the word of God say, I'm going to say what I got to say. I'm going to get this off my chest, and I'm going to feel better afterwards. No, you may have done that, but if you are saved in Jesus' name, guess what? The Holy Spirit is going to convict you to let you know, wait a minute, hold it. What you did, whatever time it was or whenever it was, you know and God knows, the Holy Spirit, he will let you know that you was wrong and that was not right. So you need to repent and ask God to forgive you so that you will be able to continue to walk in and fulfill your God purpose in the earth for his glory. So that when you do continue to walk in the earth and fulfill your God purpose in the earth, so that everywhere you go that somebody will be able to see Jesus Christ in you. Back to danger, the danger of being a liability. It goes back to sometimes we need to check our spiritual walk with the Lord and ask ourselves this question. Is your spiritual walk with the Lord, is it solid or is it sinking? What? That's right. That's what I said. Sometimes we need to take an examination of our spiritual walk with the Lord and see, is our ground, our spiritual walk with the Lord, is it solid or is it sinking? And which should be based on what the word of God tells us in the 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. It should be on a solid ground, a solid foundation. And who is this solid foundation? The chief cornerstone, Jesus Christ. The Bible talks about the pillar and ground of truth. We need to, that's what it talks about in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15, the pillar of ground and truth. And we need to get back to those days where we stand on truth and we stand on God's holy word and we let God speak to us through his Holy Spirit so that our words would not have to come back and convict us, that we have to go over to God and ask him to forgive us because of the negative words that we allow the enemy to let come out of our mouths because we are so connected and tied up to the world that we forget what God's word tells us, that our words do have power. So I do pray that someone has been blessed by this word on tonight. It goes back to helping us to remember that every now and then we need to go through the word of God and check ourselves, do a self-examination to see if we are truly being a liability or an asset to the kingdom of God. Tonight, today, we need to do this now and not on a regular basis. We need to personally go through the word and not get your pastor's opinion, your friends or your mother's opinion or feelings. Get what God says. Go by what God says. And God's word is right and it is truth. So you cannot go wrong when you stand on God's word because why? You want to be, I want to be an asset to the kingdom of God. That should be every Christian's goal and purpose, is to fulfill our God purpose in the earth while being assets to the kingdom of God and to God himself so that God will be glorified through each and every one of us. That's my prayer for each one of us, that we come to the point where we, every now and then, we get to ourselves in a quiet place and let the Holy Spirit minister to us and through us as we study God's word and let his word minister to us so that we can check ourselves according to God's word. Because once again, we want to make sure that we are being an asset to the kingdom of God. We do not ever want to be a liability to the kingdom of God, or neither do we want to ever become one of those that are scattering the flock of God. Why? Because we're going to stand before God one day, you, me, everyone that is hearing my voice on tonight, whether you're saved or not, we're going to stand before God one day, and we're going to give an account back for every word, good or bad, that have come out of our mouths while we were yet here in the land of the living. That's what the word of God says. I didn't say that. That's what the word of God says. And I believe God's word on tonight. So whose report are you going to believe on tonight? Are you going to believe the report of man, or are you going to believe the report of the Lord? I choose the Lord's report, and I pray that you do too. And it will be well with you and for your being if you do. So I pray that this word on tonight is not a long word, and sometimes it don't always have to be long, but God can speak to his word in a short message. As long as you are in tune to the word to be able to receive it, and that's my prayer on tonight, that someone has received this word on tonight. Some parents, some teachers, even law enforcement officers need to examine themselves through the word to make sure that in their power that they have, wearing the badge and the gun, that they do not overuse their power by using and choosing the wrong words because of that power and authority that they have. So that can happen too with law enforcement officers. That goes to judges. Anybody, that goes for anyone that's breathing, living, young and old, don't matter what denomination you're affiliated with, we have to be careful about the words that we allow to come out of our mouths. And if we even, sometimes the Lord would even let us think before the words come out of our mouths. And that's what I think we need to do more of, think before we start talking. And that way we can be led by the Holy Spirit as to what to say. Because sometimes I'm a witness, sometimes the Lord will zip your lip. And I've asked him to do it to me sometimes, and he had to do it, and he's done it. And I know that some of you that are listening, sometimes the Lord has just put a mother right on your mouth and on my mouth and almost slap you right in the face. Oh, don't you say that. And you don't realize at the time, but God knows that what you was about to say is going to hurt somebody. And sometimes some words that we say to some people, we can never take them back. And I know that there's a lot of people that attend homegoings and funerals. They look down in those coffins and caskets that the departed, and they wish they could take back some of the things that they said that came out of their mouth. But guess what? It's too late. You can't do it. And even while we are dealing with people in the land of the living, again, I'm dealing especially with the young people. Be careful, people, young adults and adults, how we talk to the young people. Be careful what we allow to come out of our mouths, because, again, our words do have power, and some things that we do say that come out of our mouths, we cannot take them back, even though we pray. And sometimes that's going to be a part of the consequences of letting some things come out of your mouth that you knew that should never have come out of your mouth, and you allowed the enemy to let it come out of your mouth, and you're going to pay a price for it. And I will pay a price for it. I'm not exempt. That goes for me, too. They go for any and every listener. Be careful about the words that we allow to come out of our mouths. And we cannot always use the excuse, somebody, the devil made me do that. He made me say that. No, stop putting that lie on the devil. Sometimes it's just you, it's your flesh that want to get somebody told, to get somebody straight. No, let the Lord handle it. Let the Lord give you what to say and how to say it and when to say it. And then you cannot go wrong. And then God will be glorified. So that's my word on tonight. I do pray that someone has been blessed and helped by this word. This word has even helped me to take an even closer look at my own life. And so that's what the word of God does. It helps us to look at ourselves through the word. And that's what I love about God's word. And I know that you, the listeners, I thank God for you. And again, I do not take you all lightly. Or whoever you are, wherever you are, God knows who you are. And he knows exactly where you are. And that's the song. There was a song through the music during the music break on tonight. But Sister Tessie Hill, Higher Ground. Whatever you're going through, whatever you're dealing with, no matter how it looks, it may not look well right now. And I'm speaking this into my own life right now, because God has better is coming for you and me. For those that are being faithful doers of his word, for those who are being assets to the kingdom of God on tonight, continue to hold on to your faith. Continue to be the great asset that you are being individually and then as a corporate body of believers, no matter what denomination you're affiliated with, as long as you're saved in Jesus' name. Do not give up. Do not throw in the towel. Remember that God has better for you and is on the way. Whatever you do, remember to plant your feet on higher ground. And remember to look unto the hills from which cometh your help. All of your help and all of my help come from God, the maker of heaven and earth. And I am so glad that I know him and he knows me. Do he know you on tonight? Are you saved in Jesus' name on tonight? It's my prayer that if you're not saved in Jesus' name, if you hear my voice, that you would take the time out tonight and be sincere about it, because God knows if you are sincere or not. It's my prayer that you would take time out and commune with the Lord and ask him to forgive you of your sins and transgressions, and then ask him to come into your heart and save you in Jesus' name, and ask him to show you what your God purpose is, because he wants you to know what it is, because only you can fulfill your God purpose in the earth. and that he wants to be glorified through your life. You're not living here on earth just to be living. God has a purpose for your life that he wants you to fulfill so that he can be glorified through you, so that in that day of judgment, you can hear him say unto you, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. I pray that this has been a blessing to someone on tonight. I thank you for tuning in. Continue to spread the news to your friends and neighbors and ministries, your co-workers, even your enemies. They need to be saved too. They need to hear the word of the Lord. Let them know that this worldwide broadcast comes forth every Thursday and every Saturday night with different ministers of the gospel, different evangelists and deacons that come forth sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. The word of God tells us that we are compelled to go out into the hedges and the highways and always remember that, and that do not always let us say that we are to stop praising God in, within the four walls of the church. We are to do that too. But beyond the four walls of the church, that's when the service and the ministry is really begins. After you receive the word from the minister or from the man or woman of God on that Sunday or service or that service or that ministry, then you need to take that word, go out into the hedges and the highways and spread that good news, spread that word, so that men, women, and boys and girls everywhere that do not know Jesus Christ would have an opportunity to be saved in his name. That's what it's all about, that God would be glorified. So I pray that you was blessed by this word on tonight. I pray that you will continue to tune in and be blessed. I pray that God will continue to bless you and give you the desires of your heart. So as we get ready to close out tonight's program, asking all listeners, if you will please go into prayer with me as we close out tonight's program. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, once again, we come to say thank you. Thank you for who you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace and your mercy towards each one of us. We're not worthy of them. We don't deserve it, but we thank you for them. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King, for his great sacrifice, for his love for you first, and then his love for mankind, that he came down from glory in the form of a baby, in the form of flesh man. He came down with a purpose, and that purpose was to shed his own blood so that we who are not saved, who were not saved, I thank God that I am saved and many others are saved, but we thank God for those that are not saved yet, but yet will be saved because of what Jesus' great sacrifice did. He came from glory, and he paid the price with his own blood, and he died, and he rose from the dead 3 days later with all power in his hands over death, hell, and the grave, and the victory. And he's now sitting at your right hand, Heavenly Father, making intercessions for the saints of God, even tonight. So we pray, Lord, that someone who is not saved on tonight will receive this word on tonight and be saved in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord, that someone that are saved on tonight that will come back to the fold after hearing your word on tonight, Heavenly Father, and those that are in the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through your word on tonight. Heavenly Father, it's our prayer that on tomorrow, God, your will be done, that if you allow us to see tomorrow, it's our prayer that every door that's open in your Son Jesus' name on tomorrow, that you will be in the midst, move through your Holy Spirit, through each vessel that's going to bring forth your word to the saving of many souls, to the bringing back of a backslider, and that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. We pray, Lord, that you continue to touch and strengthen the family of our fellow musician, Brother Daryl Houston, Fitzgerald Houston, a gospel musician. He played at the St. James Baptist Church and many other churches, and he was a man of God who loved the Lord, and he used his ministry gift and music to bless many around the world. So we thank God for his life, and we pray that you will continue to strengthen and comfort his family and all those that are bereaved on tonight. Continue to comfort and strengthen as only you can, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name. And we also continue to lift up all those that are sick and afflicted. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can. We lift up all those that we're duty-bound to pray for, the homeless, those that are dealing with mental illness and issues. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can. We even lift up those that are incarcerated behind prison bars for just and unjust reasons. We know that you're there always as well. So touch them that are incarcerated and send vessels into those prisons and jails and detention centers. Heavenly Father, that will speak a word into their lives, that those that are incarcerated will become saved as well and come to know and fulfill their God purpose in the earth for your glory is our prayer. In Jesus' name, and all of the people of God that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well, on tonight, remember that God loves you. I love you, too. Continue to tune in and be blessed by this ministry, this worldwide platform, and I thank God for it. I thank God for you, each listener. Continue to tune in. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. Until the Lord saves the same, we'll see you next time. Continue to be blessed of the Lord, And while we are getting ready to close out tonight, we're going to remember to always do this. Give God praise. Why? He's worthy to be praised. Until the next time, good night. Before we go off the air, I just wanted to say something to the listening audience on tonight. The conclusion of regarding my father, he is now dealing with stage 4 cancer, but I thank God for how he turns things around. Now I am able, even though he did me the way he did at a young age, now I'm able to go around him and pray for him and thank God for him as my father, because had it not been him and my mother, it takes two. So it hadn't been not for him, I would not be here. So I still have to thank God for him. So now the Lord has turned the things around, and now I can turn around and be a blessing to him. So it goes back to what we were talking about from the beginning, the danger of being a liability, because we need to know that our words have power. Again, I thank God for my father, and I do love him, and I thank God that he's saved, but he's a backslider. So I do pray that you all will continue to lift him up in prayer, that he would come back to God, so that God will come back to him, that he will get back in standing, good standing and relationship and fellowship with God before it's too late, so that he can still fulfill his God purpose in the earth. It's my prayer for my father. So that's why I wanted to come back and let you all know the conclusion of that issue with my father. No matter how he treated me from the beginning, God has put it now in place where me and my family, my brother, my sisters and brothers, we go around him now, and we enjoy being in his presence. So we just thank God for him. So that's what it's all about. No matter how you're treated, even as a young child, you still have to show love to those that mistreated you. No matter how young, how old or young or how long it's been, you have to do what's right and do what Jesus would do. So that's my message on tonight. No matter how it looks and what you're going through, even though you're treated wrong, you have to still show the love of Jesus to everyone. Until the next time, continue to be blessed. Good night.